Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight's July 4th concert on the Esplanade is the 40th in the long series at the Hatchell. Joining us this morning to talk about what to expect and how it will change for tonight is Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart. Good morning, Maestro, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Bob. Great to be here.
Listen, first of all, let me say how nice it is of you to join us early in the morning this morning when I know you were at the Esplanade rehearsing last night. And, of course, you're going to be up late tonight with the concert. So thank you for being with us this morning.
Oh, it's great. Sleep is unimportant at a time like this.
Let me ask you right up. This year's concert has, of course, added significance coming just weeks or a couple months after the Boston Marathon attack. What's planned tonight to acknowledge that?
We couldn't ignore the events that had taken place at the last big public gathering in Boston. And on the other hand, I think, at least me personally, I'm a firm believer in, you know, needing to move forward from things like that as well. What we've decided to do during our portion, the Boston Pops portion of the concert, is to pay tribute to the first responders and the emergency medical personnel, the people who made what was a terrible situation much, much better than it possibly could have been. And we're going to feature on the stage with us the MBTA, young MBTA officer who almost died in the pursuit of the alleged bombers. And he's going to come out and be our celebrity guest conductor during the concert, which I'm sure is going to get a great reaction from the crowd.
Because, after all, while we are in the weeks after the marathon bombing, today and tonight is all about celebration.
It is all about celebration. And, you know, I've done 19 of these 4th of July concerts in Boston, and each one of them has been a little bit different, and each one of them in some way has reflected the mood of the country. It's always, you know, it's always a celebration, but sometimes it's tempered by other things that are going on.
So tell us about the musical selections tonight for you.
We've decided to focus this whole concert inward on Boston, to make this kind of a Boston Strong concert, and to celebrate the local roots of this event. We're featuring four performers kind of equally billed, all of whom call Boston home or receive their training, their inspiration here. They include the Grammy Award-winning blues artist Susan Tedeschi, also the up-and-coming country star Ayla Brown, known to many as the daughter of Senator Scott Brown, but also making quite a mark for herself in Nashville. Ellis Hall, a wonderful Motown singer who was the anointed successor to Ray Charles, and as well, of course, the Boston Pops Orchestra and the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, just really lighting up the night.
And of course, the 1812 at the appropriate time.
Of course, the 1812. We wouldn't miss it for the world. That with cannons and fireworks. Also, the Stars and Stripes Forever and some great patriotic music.
In light of all that's happened recently, what are you anticipating from the crowd tonight? I'll bet it'll be a big and very enthusiastic crowd tonight.
I am anticipating exactly the same. I think people are going to use this. I think a concert like this, a public gathering like this, sends a message that people won't be intimidated, and that people will gather together peacefully as they always have in this situation, enjoy the rights and the freedoms that they have as Americans, and celebrate even more loudly than before.
And what's your favorite part of the night?
My favorite part of the night, frankly, is when we've just done Stars and Stripes Forever and I can relax and taking the fireworks and not have to worry about going back on stage to do another piece, because it's there's a lot of pressure involved in doing a concert like this for 500,000 people, and it's nice when it's over.
Well, I'll tell you, coming in on the Pike this morning, because I have a commute from the West, I saw cars this morning that I don't usually see coming in on the 4th of July from all over the eastern part of the U.S. early this morning. Very unusual, so it'll be a great time tonight, I think, Keith.
That's great. We can't wait.
Keith, I know I don't have to tell you to have fun, but have fun.
I will do my best, Bob. Thank you very much, and happy 4th of July.
The maestro, Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra, he'll be out and working tonight.